The Supreme Court got it wrong in saying that a state that has redefined marriage can somehow now force that definition on the federal government. The federal government should be able to define what marriage is for federal law, just as states need to be able to define what marriage is for state law. It allows Americans to continue to advance the truth about marriage between a man and a woman, and why it matters for children, our civil society, and limited government. Marriage, the union of a husband and a wife, is timeless, universal, and special, in particular because children need a mother and a father. That's why 38 states and 94% of countries worldwide continue to affirm marriage as the union of a man and a woman, just as diverse cultures and faiths have done throughout history.